brings us very nicely to our fine gardening section this morning with Morne Fellhammer. Good morning, Morne.
A very good morning on this crispy Saturday morning here in Cape Town. And I thought it apt that we'll be talking a little bit about an indigenous plant this morning, endemic here to the Western Cape area. And the reason for that is going and slipping slowly into winter. We're always looking for a plant that we can put in our gardens, which are going to give us a splash of color, something bright, something yellow during the winter seasons. And we have so many to actually choose from. But this morning I thought we'll just chat a little bit about Euryops plectinatus. And the name of the genus deriving from the Greek Euryos, meaning large, and ops, meaning eye. So that gives you already a good indication that it's a bright, large, yellow flowering shrub. A shrub that gets to a height of approximately 1.5 meters, vigorously fast growing when you plant it from a small plant during the summer months. And when they do flower, with an absolute abundance of yellow daisy-like flowers. They really cannot be beaten when it comes to a show at this time of the year. And that's one of the things about Euryops, of which there are approximately 90 different species in that genus. They flower from really normally late winter all the way through summer into autumn, but specifically Euryops plectinatus gives you flowers right throughout the year. And as we've discussed so often before on the show, it's so important that if you want to encourage re-blooming of flowers is to do the deadheading. In other words, once the flower has developed fully and it's starting to now go into its seed development phase, it's so important to go and snip them off the plant so that you basically fool the plant to produce more flowers, because the whole purpose of flower production for a plant is ultimately seed production and regeneration of growth through that mechanism. So what we want to do is we want to fool the plant to make more and more flowers. And with that also comes feeding, of course, which we discuss on a regular basis. But the beauty about Euryops plectinatus, it grows normally in very, very poor sandy soils here in the Western Cape, which means that it is one of those plants that will thrive even if you don't give it all the love and attention that it really deserves. In the Western Cape, it's a moderate user of water during the summer months once it's established. During winter, you don't have to look after it at all from a watering point of view. Nature will do its thing. If you are planting the Euryops in a summer rainfall area, then it is very important that you water it during the winter months. Otherwise, they will really, really battle and they will not give you the full benefit of their growth. Pruning of Euryops, very important during the winter months, not only after deadheading, but just giving them a light pruning to keep them nice and bushy. If you don't prune them on a yearly basis, you will find that all Euryops species will tend to get a little bit leggy and woody after about 4 to 5 years, and not really create a nice compact bush shape and what you're really looking for. So every year during the winter, you can give it a bit of a what we call a light pruning. We've discussed this before, about 20% of the total plant to be pruned back. The important thing is that you can use this plant in multiple places in your garden. First of all, it prefers a full sun environment. So all your the Euryops full sun, but you can trim it into a very, very effective hedge. If you're looking for a low hedge of around about 1 meter tall, they prune really, really easily, nice and compact hedge. And the other thing is that they do very well in pot plants. And when you are selecting a pot to put any one of the Euryopses in, make sure that your width of your planter is actually more important than the depth, because they don't have very deep root systems. They have adventitious roots, which go very, very solid in a pot. So you're looking for something with width, which is more important than the depth of the pot itself. And my recommendation is nothing less than a 35 centimeter width of a pot. Anything smaller than that, like for instance a flower box, will not really be ideal to a Euryops, because it just won't give it enough space. Also remembering that the soil that you're using, use a very good potting soil, one that can hold and retain a large amount of water. And when planting, remember to compact that soil, as we speak about it all the time. Never plant a plant, irrespective of whatever the species or the genus is, into a pot without compacting your soil, because if you do that, you're leaving too many air spaces, and then your water retention of that soil is reduced significantly, and you'll find that the water just runs straight through the pot and you can't understand why you have to water on a continual basis. So that compaction is very, very important. So Euryops splicornatus, an all-rounder, it's a fantastic plant to have in your garden. It's showy at this time of the year, and I think we all need a bit of a pick-me-up with regards to going through winter and just having something which pops out in the garden. They're fun to have during the right throughout the year. They are a fantastic attractor of pollinators to your garden, which is obviously very important, and we're looking for plants that will perform that function. So the plant of choice this morning, Euryops splicornatus, also commonly known as the woolly resin bush or the golden Euryops, and my favorite description is the Afrikaans noemwoord or naamwoord Volhaar Place Bos. So there we have it.
Thank you, Mornay. That was Mornay Folhammer with our fine gardening tips for this morning. And then what better than to have a garden full of roses? FMR.